Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Roman Reigns, a Paul Heyman guy. What a finish to that show. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. August 28th, this is the Fightful SmackDown post show. I am joined by Jeremy Lambert. But, Jeremy, you know where else I was joined by you at?
A lot of places.
Our payback predictions.
There you go.
They're up on YouTube now. They'll be on the site Saturday. I'm going to get the plugs out of the way. I got an interview with Tagovailoa up. Check it out. We talk about him being Camacho and riding a bicycle. We talk about his father. We talk about Sin Cara. We talk about all kinds of stuff New Japan. Also, today, I dropped a new short version of Making a Finisher. We look at Just Incredible's That's Incredible Tombstone Piledriver. And then I posted on Twitter, and I have a full thread pinned of all the previous Making a Finishers, because I know a lot of you are new to the site. Check those out. And Jeremy has episodes of The Distraction up every week. I'm starting to forget what days he even releases them.
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Come on. With your every other day. But if you all are watching live on YouTube, leave us a thumbs up. Subscribe. No matter when you're watching us on YouTube, actually. Don't be like, you know what? I'm watching after the fact, so I'm not going to leave a thumbs up. Do that. Tap the bell for notifications. But if you are watching live on YouTube, donate a super chat. Any amount gets your question or statement read on the air. Jeremy, before we went on the air, you did agree there were some funny things that had a big ending, but you said the show felt long.
Yeah, it felt extremely long. By the way, I'm distracted. Chadwick Boseman died. The Black Panther.
Oh, what?
Yes. Apparently he was battling cancer for 4 years. Colon cancer. And he literally just... The news came out right before we went on air.
That's horrible.
I just saw that. I don't mean to bring everybody down here, but
yeah,
that kind of sucks.
That sucks big time. My God. That definitely, we send our condolences to him and his family.
Yes.
I never watched Black Panther. I know him as Vontae Mack from Draft Day. Vontae Mack, no matter what.
Right.
And I mean, it's weird to me to think that he was 42, because that was like 6 years ago, and he's playing a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
And, of course, he was Jackie Robinson in 42 as well. Damn, that is horrible. That is horrible. Man, that's a bummer. That kind of puts a damper on it. Hannah Moore.
I'm totally ruining this show now.
Well, Hannah Moore's trying to lift the spirits. Says, Jeremy got all fancy tonight. You look younger.
Thanks.
Like, let's see, if I shave this, oh my God, we're both going to look like 21-year-olds. we're gonna be the hot new fresh faces in wrestling media.
I told everyone you were repackaging me for this show. I don't know if I got new entrance music. I don't know what music you play for me, but I did get a new look for this show, and yeah, everyone can see it. I shaved. I'm not wearing a skirt. I'm not going to stand up and show everybody what I am wearing because this is a top half only show.
Well, next week I'm going to abandon this gimmick, put you under a mask. You will be El Hijo del Quang. And that will be that.
I mean, if I'm going to be El Hijo del anybody, Quang is, someone good to represent.
El Hijo del Quang. We do have some super chats. Colt Badeau says, not SmackDown related, but I was just thinking, Dijak is totally interfering with Lee and Orton at Payback, huh? I don't know, but you know what? Having Keith Lee leading Retribution, I could think of far worse things than that. If it's going to be Dijak and Mia Yim and people like that, I would like to see a different side of Keith Lee than what we saw on NXT.
I'd like to see Retribution. Look, there's been two shows that they haven't appeared on. Roman Reigns was on both shows. Yeah. I don't know anything. I'm just saying. We did, if you listen to The Distraction on Thursdays, which you should do, Joseph and I did predict that Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns would be aligned.
Did you really?
Yes. You heard Roman shooting on Sunday. There's only one guy who likes to shoot there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. That is very true. We've got tons of Roman super chats, and believe me, guys, we will be getting to that when we get to that specific segment. But there's plenty. There's just so much to get into. But also not that much to get into, if that makes any sense. Things happened on this show. We had Jeff Hardy coming out, and he cuts a really lame promo about being tickled pink. Because he's got pink on his gear. Jeremy, do you get it? Is that North Carolina humor?
I got it. No, I don't think so.
It is. My hair looks horrible from this angle. What the hell am I doing? I need a haircut. AJ Styles comes out. He is livid. And he's not making excuses.
Freaking mad, Sean.
I love it.
Mad.
I love that he won't curse. And I love it when Gallows and Anderson make fun of him, they'll like impersonate him. They'll be like, I'm freaking mad. Sorry for my language. I love it. So he joins commentary, but Jeff Hardy says it's an open challenge tonight for anybody but him, which I did think was hilarious. I did like that. But it's also Nakamura, and way to telegraph that the challenger's not going to win. They're not double strapping Nakamura right now. I hate this.
Nakamura just lost 2 weeks ago to Lince Dorado, but fortunately, he was the closest person to the curtain, and so he got to go out there and answer the open challenge. Nakamura wasn't going to win, but they did their little open challenge thing. I was waiting for Nakamura to hit him in the penis, because that's what he spent an entire month doing a few years
ago. Right in the penis is the gag that we used to do, but I thought this match was actually really good once the commercial came back. After Nakamura got chucked over the announce table and they came back, I thought the commercial was really good. Whisper in the Wind, that heel kick that is actually an ankle kick from Nakamura. I swear to God, he hits him with the bone of his ankle every single time. Twist of Fate and a Swanton beat Nakamura. But to me, I don't get WWE's fetish of beating their champions all the time. I don't get, and I posted it on Twitter today. One of the things I love most about All Out, winner versus winner. And of course, somebody was like, well, actually, Orton and Drew. Yeah, I mentioned it on this friggin' show a lot. But what happened before that? It was a bunch of losers fighting Drew McIntyre after he said, I want people who deserve it. Well, hot dog, hot diggity dog. I want to see winners competing against each other. You don't have to 50-50 everybody. Why does this keep happening?
No idea. I don't like when they beat champions in non-title matches either. It never made sense to me. Protect your champions. They're champions for a reason. You want the belts to mean something. Don't have them lose. Just throw away matches. I understand Nakamura is a tag team champion. So it's a singles match. He can lose. Nakamura is a pretty respected singles guy. He's not just a guy who's been a tag team guy his whole career, and now he's doing a singles match, and so he's not used to it. I don't like it. I didn't understand why Nakamura was going for the Kinshasa when Jeff was like in the corner. what was up with that? And then the Cesaro Nakamura thing. First off, shout out to Cesaro using the Uno, respecting the challenge. The Uno reference there. And it seems like they're teasing tension between them. They're already teasing tension between Lucha House Party. They don't have any tag teams left a month from now.
I know. Which, I mean, fortunately, there's three of Lucha House Party, so they'll have them. I ain't teaming with Sheamus if I'm anybody right now, based on his behavior.
Yeah.
But we had something actually really momentous happening. And somebody asked me on the Q&A last week, well, do you think that this would lead, the Thunderdome would lead to Sami Zayn coming back? And I was like, you know what? I don't know. I wouldn't think so. But then again, it led to Roman coming back. And if I were Sami Zayn, based on WWE's history, I would probably say, okay, WWE has to follow somebody else's rules. I feel more comfortable now. And he's back. He's got the Intercontinental title. He's calling Jeff Hardy a fraud. And then when Jeff Hardy locks eyes with AJ, Sami boots him in the face. I am so glad to see Sami Zayn back. They needed him really bad on this show.
It's great to see Sami back. They've got a built-in angle already with the double champions. Sami looks like he hasn't gotten a haircut or shaved the entire time he's been in quarantine, which is great. It's fantastic to see Sami back. He's been missed. He's a great performer no matter what he does. And now we get Sami and Jeff Hardy, I would assume. I hope it's not a ladder match. I don't need any more empty arena ladder matches. I know they sometimes like doing that with the double champion intercontinental title stuff. Sean's not booking this show, so hopefully they can just stay away from the ladder match.
Well, if Sean booked the show, if Sean booked the show, at one point both of them would be in the corner crying, looking at their own hands. as David Bixenspan says, "Why am I so violent?" I love. Like, I think about that spot, and I'm like, God damn, I hope the Iron Man match has four people, one in each corner, just looking at their own hands. Why am I so violent? That's what
it's
I want.
Like 3-3-3 with 2 minutes remaining, and they just got to muster up the energy, and they're like, come on, let's do it, get violent.
It definitely won't be a draw with Pat McAfee costing somebody the title. I definitely don't think that will happen at all, ever, in a world. Anakin JM, actually, that was a different super chat. Andrew Lolivar says, is AJ about to request a move to Raw now? And Colt Bedeau says the same thing. The funny thing was, when he asked for the trade, Heyman got fired 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Oh, rough. Rough, man. That's tough. But backstage, Sami Zayn says that, the champion is a fraud, and he's trashing the idea that anybody else has held that title. It says that he's got plenty of reasons he hasn't defended it, but he doesn't want to tell Kayla. Our dude Throwback says, history repeats itself, John Cena and CM Punk again, but just Hardy and Sammy with the IC titles. I think this was a little less climactic, but he says, damn, who's leaving this one with the title? Funny how Cesaro and Nakamura said a lot has changed since you've been gone. That we'll go ahead and get into that Sami Zayn interaction. By the way, check out Throwback's channel. I did Match Memories with him. We talked Spring Stampede 99. Really enjoyed that. But Sami is backstage talking to Cesaro and Nakamura. And Cesaro and Nakamura have some dissension. Because Cesaro's like, hey man, I had this match. I needed you there for me. To me, Cesaro's a bit of a dick. Because, sorry, Intercontinental title shot? You gotta take it.
He was there for him anyway. Just because he went out and did this match, it didn't prevent Nakamura from showing up later in the night. I don't know what Cesaro's problem was here, but he wanted to go over the game plan. We saw some game planning here on this show. So Cesaro wanted to go over the game plan for his singles match, and that's why he was upset Nakamura went away. And then Sami came in. I love these three. All of them are fantastic. I hope they can get an actual direction for all of them, whether it's putting them back together, doing some type of real split, whatever it is, just get them on the television, interacting, and actually going somewhere with this stuff.
Also, they are not keen on Sami Zayn. They do not want anything to do with him. Sami Zayn says this was all a part of his plan to give them space and help them become champions. I wonder what they have in store for Sami Zayn. And do you think that they'll eventually just kind of bring them back together, or do you think they're just moving past it?
I hope they stick together. I think they can be like a real dominant trio. Roman, I guess Roman's more kind of a heel now. I don't know, but like if Roman was a face, he could use it. Who are the top faces on SmackDown, Sean? Who are they?
Well, according to the depth chart that Fightful revealed last month, it was Braun, which is now changed to Fiend, effectively, I think. Jeff Hardy, and then Matt Riddle, because Daniel Bryan's off the show.
All right. Well, Bryan needs to come back and just feud with Cesaro, Nakamura, and Sammy, and just give me those matches for 6 months. But I think these three can be a top heel group. The problem is there's so many heels right now. I don't know what they're going to do with these three. I'm very worried that they just get lost in the shuffle. I mean, they're in the tag team division, so they're already lost in the shuffle. I'm worried it gets worse for them. I hope not.
Well, it got worse for us on SmackDown. Tamina is wondering where Alexa Bliss is, and Nikki Cross says she's okay. Then Alexa pops up with her Harley Quinn pigtails, and Nikki says, "Whoa, what's with this dreadlock? What's with this dreadlock?" And Alexa's like, "Oh, I just wanted to do something different." And Nikki's like, "No, you can't do this to your hair. It reminds me of the Fiend." And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You didn't get this? Let me explain to you the layers here.
You do it. You please do. You please
Her hair, it is kind of braided like the Fiend, yeah. Okay? Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. There's not much.
That's it. That's the layer. That's the layer. The Dallas Fan 1982 says, Alexa Bliss is super talented. Please, Vince, let her do her thing and see what this becomes. I will agree. Alexa Bliss is super talented because she was able to get through this shit, presumably live, without dying laughing. Credit to Tamina. Credit to Nikki Cross. I don't know if this was a pre-tape or what. If it is, I hope that we get the multiple takes of them cracking up laughing at how terribly dumb this story is. Alexa's like, I guess you really aren't my friend, and smashes the mug on the ground. And I get it. She's supposed to be a little demented and crazy right now. Oh, geez.
We're going dual personality Alexa, and I cannot wait. We're going to get Sparkle Bliss, and then we're going to get just complete clown mask Bliss. She's going to have a fiend-like mask, and she's going to no-sell everything, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, I don't doubt that she would be good at that. Anakin JMT says, Jeremy Lambert, the professional. Well.
Point God. I want my Point God shirt.
Throwback 27 says, move Lee over to SmackDown to help with the lack of faces, or even bring someone from NXT to balance it. I would like to wait until after this weekend to see what they're doing with Keith Lee before that decision is made. But really, you also never know who they're going to push. Like, I remember for a hot month, they decided they wanted to push Humberto Carrillo, and then they're like, oh, wait, he ain't good. We probably should stop that. So, what do you think?
Otis is still hanging around for the briefcase. They should be doing more with Big E, but he's hanging around with Otis.
The sad thing is, I don't know if Otis has been beaten in a singles match anytime recently, and he's got the Money in the Bank briefcase. We're talking about the SmackDown babyface depth chart. He ain't even mentioned.
He's in the main event tonight.
I know.
Main event Otis.
You want to go ahead and talk about that? Faced. Because we might as well, because this was whatever. By the way, thank you very much, Throwback, for the super chat. But Big E is tough-talking Miz and Morrison backstage. Sheamus shows up and, like, whistles.
Yeah.
He's dressed like Aiden O'Shea was in TNA years ago. Like, no respect.
There's a deep reference.
Yeah, I've watched every cable TV wrestling show for like the last 10 years. So I've got them stored up. I'm the Quizzlemania champion. So I got these. I don't know if Big E the underdog is the way I would go about this. But if anybody could pull that off, it's him.
This Big E push sucks.
It does.
Right?
He's so much better.
It's terrible. You know, 6 weeks? Kofi said he was going to be out at least 6 weeks.
It's been five.
So I guess he could be out. Was it five? I thought it was six. Well, tonight marked 5 weeks. Next week would mark 6 weeks. So that means Kofi should be coming back relatively soon. What has Big E accomplished in this singles run besides work from underneath the entire time And I guess he picked up singles victories against The Miz and Morrison. And did he beat Sheamus?
He's won. He keeps winning. But I would like for Kofi to show up and say that. Like, you got to do more.
Yeah. It's not been good. It was a handicap match tonight. Like, I don't care about Big E. I love Big E. I want to get behind Big E. I don't care about this version of Big E. And it's not his fault. It's just how they're booking him.
The Jam One, Ryan B. Jam, says Sheamus looks like Brad Pitt's character from Snatch. I have never seen that movie.
It's been a while.
Bayley shows up when Big E is hanging out with Heavy Machinery and jokes about them playing with their meat, which I'm sure also was tough for Big E to not crack up at. She also makes a joke about some people only being able to handle the tag team titles. Now, normally I would tie this in with the Sasha stuff later, but I wanted to bring this up now so I didn't forget. The way that Sasha looked at her after that comment was really good stuff. I liked that. It was subtle.
They've been making faces and looks for 3 months now. This was the most advancement once we get to their in-ring promo. I thought this was their best advancement, best segment they've done in forever. They've done great work throughout this entire time, but it's always just felt like they've been treading along until they finally pull the trigger on something. This, it felt like they were finally at least loading things up.
And I thought they did a really good job tonight of weaving stories and people in together. Like, so often you see WWE shows where people in a storyline only interact with each other. Nobody else exists. I hate that shit so much. So I really like that. August 3 says, best heel in the business, WWE creative. In a sea of heels, the faces are drowning in the trenches. I'd love WWE to learn how to book baby faces. Make them win.
Yes.
Make them win. Make them beat people up. It's not tough. It's not tough. I had so many people today that thought that tweet was about WWE. Winners against winners. UFC does it too. They book losers against champions. They did it like 6 times last year. It's so frustrating. But this match is frustrating too. Sheamus like rings the bell at one point. It was so dumb. Also, I cannot forget one of the funniest things about this show. John Morrison talking about taping a ball bat to his legs and kicking in front of a radar gun at 70 miles an hour.
That the Reds could use that kind of hitting, yeah, right?
They could. Oh, my God. That was so great. That was so good. This is what I want out of them. This weird stuff. He reminded me of like Danny McBride in the Foot Fist Way, where he plays a karate instructor.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want out of John Morrison in The Miz.
I think his game plan was just get him counted out, essentially. Don't let him in the ring. Just do a triple count out. That's how we're going to win this thing.
So Sheamus gets frustrated and leaves. Big E gets tagged in, hits a suplexes. I hate that goddamn caterpillar. But because so many people were like, oh, you hate Naomi. You hate Naomi because you don't like the rear view. Hey, buddy, I don't like the caterpillar either. I sure as shit don't like it as a finishing move. It sucks, especially when you know that guy is super strong. You just know it. Well, skull-crushing finale hits, then big ending hits on The Miz. This was pointless.
I didn't pay much attention to this match, if I'm being honest. I think I was writing the GCW story, but
it
was a nothing match. I can't get behind this singles push. I don't know what they're doing with Otis and Tucker. Otis just has the briefcase. They have a tag team in Otis and Tucker. They could just go after the tag team titles, but I don't think they really know. Mandy was nowhere to be found. I don't know if there was a Mandy and Sonya reference at all on this show. And then Miz and Morrison are like, they're fine as who they are, but they lose all the time. And Sheamus is, I don't know what they're doing with Sheamus. I don't know where any of these guys are going. They're just there.
I can get behind the push. I just can't get behind their execution of the push. Yeah. Because Big E, he's the guy that used to just beat the shit out of people and count to five. And damn, man, I just want to see him do that. Caleb Maldonado says they made Morrison sound like an absolute moron. I disagree. I thought they made him sound funny as hell. Like, I kind of like that. The guy who brags, and the thing is, you believe that he believes it is the way that it is.
they make him sound like a moron every week, but at least with this one, it was actually a good way to sound like a moron instead of in previous weeks where they're making like fart jokes and stuff. Like that all sucks.
Reminder, guys, donate to Super Chat any amount. Get your question or statement read on the air. Kiwi Rob says, by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, there's no women's matches on the Go Home show for payback. You would be correct.
Yeah.
You would be correct. Dante V says, I had a joke lined up, but Bozeman passing kind of killed it. RIP to the Black Panther. RIP indeed. Also, RIP to Bullet Bob Armstrong. I was very happy they aired a graphic for him. That is a big loss. He and his family have given a lot to the wrestling world, so condolences all around there. And also another condolence to Brian Zane for the passing of his mom. A-plus dude. We love Brian Zane here. If you don't check out his content, you should. It's incredible. Throwback 27 says, if they're trying to make his monster character credible, they need to rebuild him up with credible challenges. Let him be who he's supposed to be, not a running joke. I hope after Sunday they give Braun something to be himself. So we're not going to get into that aspect of things later, but I did read that super chat a little bit early. I thought they did pretty good with Braun tonight, all things considered. I mean, he looked like he was about to manage the Hardy Boys in 1999. He looked like he was about to not join the military, but still pose with a bunch of guns on Facebook. He looked like Jeep Swenson in like WCW, but yeah, I thought they did good. What did you think?
Braun looked like how I book him in the TEW series, if anybody wants to see how I book him on that. He was fine. Look, I have no use for Braun. I just don't. I'm not a Braun fan. I didn't think his title reign was good. I mean, some of that's not his fault. It was how he was booked, but I just, not a Braun fan. And next to Adam Pearce, by the way, push Adam Pearce. Adam Pearce looked just as jacked as Braun Strowman in this thing. I was like, wait, I thought Braun was this big dude. Adam Pearce is like 5% smaller than him.
He was
much better worker as well. So yeah,
this is hyperbole to an extreme degree. We will get back to that. But going back to the Intercontinental title match, Anakin JMT says, I'm just happy this will shut up the people saying AJ and Hardy were fake champions and that Sammy is the real champion. A newsflash, they're all fake champions. None of this real.
There's only one real champion in the world, and it's Tyler Breeze.
There you go. Matt Riddle pretty much squashed Shorty G. Poor Chad Gable, man. Yeah. This is sad. Riddle fist bumping the screens was really good. They got him some pyro, but he cuts a lame-ass promo, and then Corbin cuts an equally lame one. Shorty G attacks, and then the bro Derek hits, and that's it. That's the match. Corbin tries to...
Matt Riddle looked good. At least, you know, Matt Riddle looks good in this.
Yeah, he does. I mean, there's very rarely he looks bad in a match, though. Corbin tries to attack afterwards, and then he says stupid stuff like, I am the king! You will bow to me! And I'm just sitting here looking up the date of last year's King of the Ring. Like, can we get another one of these already so we can get this shitty gimmick? Can we give it back to Haku? Like, something.
Great.
That would be amazing. I'm already so over this, and they haven't even had the match yet.
It's one of those things where it feels like they've wrestled 100 times. And in this case, like, they actually haven't. Usually they burn through it with, like, a bunch of multi-man matches. They just stretch these feuds out so long. This King's Ransom stuff sucks, by the way. It sucks.
I do like that they have not had a physical match yet. I love that. But when they get in there and they start slugging it out, I'm like, okay, you eliminate any aura of all that. Whatever. I like the little pyro thing. Cool. Our boys at OMG said, just signed up for the $50 Fightful Plus tier. Just wanted to thank you all for the great content. Love having something to listen to almost every night. Thank you very much. I mean, over on Select alone, Alex is reviewing Raw and SmackDown. I review AEW and NXT. I do a Q&A show every week. I do a Backstage Report podcast every week, which is like 20, 25 minutes of exclusive news from Fightful. Just exclusives. And I do contract stats and injury updates. And then Steven Jensen covers NWA, 205 Live, NXT UK, GCW. A lot of you all want coverage like that. He's got it over there. Impact, ROH. So Fightful Select just on the podcast then before the scoops and Jeremy's notes.
That's like all I do for Fightful Select. I'm featured on the main site. You got to pay for
because you
all
stopped
these
telling
people.
Me when the power rankings were in.
I haven't done those in a couple of
weeks. You got that new deal, and you got the perks with it. Hot dog.
The AEW switching nights threw off my power rankings completely, and I've been trying to do gaming stuff, so we'll get back to them.
Throwback says, put Sheamus as a 1920s or 1930s Irish prize fighter and give him someone to talk and let him fight his arse off. Build Sheamus up as a tweener. Yeah, Sheamus needs somebody to talk for him, I think, at this point, because it's always the same thing. Stand-up comedian or him being a bully that gets punched in the face and then he's mad. That always happens. But I would be completely fine with him getting back to his roots, so to speak. Anything? Nothing?
Yes. Okay. No.
Yeah, that's fine. Anakin JMT says, just waiting for Triple H to dethrone the King Corbin as King of Kings and become King of Kings, or as he's King of Kings. One or the other, Anakin. I know what you're saying. Damn. Avery Dunn says, Big E won matches for a month, but Shinsuke got the title match. Winning isn't rewarded. Aleister Black won for a year and was rewarded with an eye patch. This week's TV was awful. Well, Shinsuke answered an open challenge, so Big E should have just answered the damn open challenge, but...
Big E was playing with his meat. Shinsuke was by the curtain. That's not Shinsuke's fault.
There was one time I remember, this reminds me of a Josh Koscheck tweet. It was probably like the only thing I had favorited for a long time. But he was angling for like some sort of fight, and Dana White on Twitter was like, no, we're not doing that. And he goes, guess I'll just sit around and play with my ding-dong.
Josh Koscheck, I'm sure, has made a lot of tweets, so at least that one is not too bad.
But I agree. I would have much rather see Big E as Intercontinental Champion than Jeff Hardy, for the love of God. Zach Connor says, I really hate the Shorty G gimmick. Hope he goes to NXT during the draft. He's been wasted on the main roster. That would be actually really great if he went to NXT.
Get him away from this gimmick. It doesn't have to be NXT Raw. Just get him away from this gimmick. He can stay on SmackDown. Get him away from the gimmick. Just let him be Chad Gable. He's fantastic.
So Cesaro, as mentioned earlier, was telling Nakamura he needed him.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This corner. He got him in his corner. Kalisto does not want Lucha House Party to help him. He says, watch and learn. And then as soon as he leaves, they get beaten up. It's pretty funny. I just want to say, Cesaro has probably the best instincts in wrestling. He never looks out of place. He never looks like he's waiting on something. He just gets it to a degree that nobody else does.
Yeah, he... Everyone you talk to in interviews just praise Cesaro to death. Like they talk about just how good of a base he is for everybody. I mean, his strength is always on display, but he can also do he can do good lucha things as well. Like he was a great base for Kalisto in this match. The shoulder standing DDT that they pulled off. Yeah. Like you're not gonna be able to pull that off with a lot of guys, but Cesaro you could pull it off with.
Kalisto did two amazing lucha things. Not even good lucha things. Kalisto did a slingshot into the second rope outside, springboard Dragon Rana. I was like, what? And then when he stood on top of Cesaro's shoulders and hit that DDT, I'm like, okay, I want to see people like Kalisto and Ricochet know how good they are within the context of a program. Like, I want them to be like, I'm unbelievable. I can do all this stuff instead of, I believe in superheroes. Do you? Let's do good lucha things. No, be like, man, I could F up any one of you. I'm trying not to curse anymore.
But why?
Because I'm trying to be wholesome. I'm trying to.
Did your wife yell at you?
No. What happens is, man, like, I'll get these people that are like, yeah, I watch the show with my kid. I'm like, God, man.
Kids are stupid.
And, like, do you remember the Becky Lynch thing earlier last year where I got that girl in touch with?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm friends with her dad. Her dad's a pro wrestler, Chris Michaels. He did some spots at the Performance Center. Love that family. And I'm like, damn it. And see, I just cursed out of instinct. I just cursed out of instinct. And like, he'll even say, yeah, she loves watching your show. And I'm like, I need to be a better influence. And then I go out and curse. But what am I going to do?
We got
to
start a swear jar for you.
Did that with Denise, but we did it so we could rack up money for her because she was losing a lot of gigs during the pandemic. But we did that so she would curse. But I don't know. I don't know if I can.
Now we got to have a swear jar to where you don't curse.
But also I got a shirt up on another website that stands for fuck that fuck. So what am I doing here? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, parents. I tried. I just can't do it.
Damn. Don't listen to these shows with your kids. Listen to them. Just keep kids away.
Yeah. But here's what you should do. Refresh it afterwards so we get the views right, like as if your kid also watched it. So just refresh it, let it play through, give us that ad money. It really helps. Cesaro wins when Kalisto gets distracted by Lucha House Party attacking Nakamura. Oops.
Nah, finish. Sucked. Kalisto's going to block Lince on Twitter, by the way, because Lince made a good Lucha Things reference.
Did he?
Yeah. Damn. Right before he got jumped by Nakamura and Cesaro, he said Lucha Things. So Kalisto's going to block him 100%.
Jeremy, do you know what the most eaten food is at house parties, even Lucha house parties?
Cereal?
It's cereal. It is cereal. How many times you watched a movie, somebody's at a house party, they're eating a bowl of cereal. It happens more than you realize. And that's what
I'm all the time.
That's what I'm basing that fact off of. No actual stats. I'm just saying that when I watch movies based on that, they're only eating cereal. That's it. And I get the feeling that they're probably going to be eating Magic Spoon. I mean, that's a smart thing to do. I mean, they're probably not in those movies because they got to do take after take after take after take, Jeremy. And if they ate Magic Spoon, they ate one bowl, they're full. That's because it's got 11 grams of protein, no sugar, only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. So they're probably eating that other crappy cereal that doesn't fill you up. They're going through like 9 servings and they're saying, bring on some more. This doesn't fill me up like Magic Spoon does. It's because when you're trying to cut down on carbs, sugars, and unhealthy foods, you realize you can't eat anything anymore. Definitely not movie cereal. But Magic Spoon has you covered with their variety pack. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, blueberry. It tastes amazing. It's too good to be true. It's keto friendly, grain free, soy free, gluten free, low carb, GMO free. I love this stuff. I eat it as a snack. I eat it at breakfast. It is good stuff. Gets you full on one serving. That's what I like the most about it. So you don't have to feel guilty when you eat it. And when you go to magicspoon.com/Fightful, grab a variety pack. Use that code Fightful to get free shipping. They are so confident in their product. It's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Do me a favor. Hit up, I think it's Eat Magic Spoon on Twitter. Let them know you heard about them from us. I can't tell you how important that is to us. They have renewed for a couple months, but we wanted to renew for years. We want to be telling you about cereal at house parties for years while I fight cursing, while I just fight the urge to curse. Patel Ron 6 says, if SRS doesn't curse the entire show on his birthday, the payback post-show, I'll send a $300 super chat by the end of the show. Well, I'm not cursing on that show then. Anakin JMT says, if you go a whole show without cursing, I'll send you a box of cookies. What kind of cookies is what I asked?
If they are the Windmill Almond cookies that he sent me, you should not curse, because really? These cookies are amazing. Look, Anakin's the man, all right?
Yeah, he is. He's great. He was also on Throwback Show recently. That was a good one. Go watch that, guys. Throwback 27, by the way, says Gable versus Thatcher in the fight pit to Matt Tex. Oh, my God. Let me just... I got a little bit of...
hose you down?
Jesus, man. Let's just keep it good and moist right here. I need to keep some hydration going. Malcolm Brown says, thank you for watching SmackDown so I don't have to. It's what we're here for, man. And also, I gotta say, Fridays have become the destination. We get more live viewers on Fridays than anything else. I appreciate that we are your party. We all might as well be sitting here eating Magic Spoon like it's a house party right now. The ratings, it's you're bringing in the younger demo now, Jeremy. We do have actually a higher female demo than most wrestling websites, which I appreciate, by the way. Speaking of, Alex, Queen of the Ring, will be joining me Sunday after WWE Payback. Very excited to have her on. Make sure you guys check that out. And how about this? Luke Owen, recently fired from WrestleTalk by the evil Mr. Davis, is going to be joining me for All Out predictions. So I've heard your cries and demands, and I'm going to have him on. We'll talk a little bit about that and All Out, of course. But donate a super chat. Reminder, we're about to wrap this bad boy up, but Sasha and Bayley, we talked about the subtleties. Bayley says that she feels bad that Sasha lost her title and blames herself, and I am ashamed at how much I cackled when Bayley said it's time for us to move forward and points at Sasha's cow print pants. Jeremy, this is amazing.
You love this. Thought it was great, but you were. I was waiting for you to say in the chat, we got to have a headline on Sasha and Bailey's pants. I was waiting for it, and I was like, oh my God. I love this promo segment, but you were really hung up on the move forward.
Oh, thing. I loved it. Oh, Jesus. It's just one of my favorite things on this show. It really was. Not one of my favorite things was Shayna and Nia popping up on the screen. They don't like each other, but they're going to win Sunday. This was really pointless, but it was good. The nuances were good.
Yeah, Sasha had to say, I'm going to win. I'm going to retain my title and basically prove that I'm a fighting champion. You know, she said no mention of we and stuff. Still the subtleties that they've been doing, the layers, but the actual interaction between these two and Sasha clearly getting frustrated with things were going was nice. This is why I said earlier, it felt like things are starting to really advance now, and it's not just we're just making faces and, you know, looking at titles weird for 3 months.
Anakin JMT says, the nuances between Sasha and Bayley were so good. This is what long-term booking can really be when they commit to it. I agree. This is what I love. This is that stuff I love. Yeah. Dizzy C says, Bayley is the best, worst, best friend. I feel like the judge in the South Park episode where they're trying to change the meaning of the word Harley Davidson driver. And the judge goes, this makes way too much sense to me. That's how I feel right now. Sitting on my bed says, I think Sasha and Bayley retain. Then they drop the riots or the titles to Riot Squad on a random Raw. I'm hoping it happens before the draft. You saw my fantasy booking of this already.
Yeah, I think they... I don't remember what I said on the Payback Prediction show. Whatever I said on that, that's what I still believe.
My wife chimes in. She's apparently watching this show. She said, you also said damn in front of one of my students. Well, yeah, I was at Fall Festival chaperoning with her, and I was playing Brick Ball Breaker, and I didn't break enough bricks with the balls on my phone game or whatever game I was playing, probably like Snake versus Block or something like that, keeping my brain active, you know. And I said, damn.
Why are you on your phone? You should be chaperoning. Yeah, on your phone?
Kids raise themselves these days, man. They really do it.
We got it. No more cursing the rest of this show because you can't curse on Sunday. So we got to prepare you.
Yes.
So if your wife texts you again, you can't read the curse because she might try to throw you off now.
I need
you
Denise.
You got to be prepared. We got to prepare you, Sean.
I need Denise to train me.
Yes, exactly.
To be wholesome.
Not me. I curse too much too.
Jose Rivera Valentin says, did you all hear Bayley say Sasha can't defend a Raw belt successfully? Yep. Yes. All those little subtleties add up to me. And let's get into what we're here to talk about. Adam Pearce!
Yeah.
God, I love Adam Pearce.
Postman Pearce.
Although I did hear one time that he saw somebody talking to me, like on Twitter, and was like, you sure you want to be talking to him, brother? Like one of those. Like, might get you heat, brother. That's what I heard, at least, which I thought was very, very funny. Because, let me just tell you guys, everybody talks to me. Everybody. And I don't know how I segue into that, from that into Anthony Bennett saying, RIP Chadwick the Black Panther. Yes, RIP. Very sad. Very sad. Anakin JMT says, someone in WWE Creative must like Hannah Moore to put Adam Pearce in a mailman costume. I wish we had Blue Chew on the docket tonight. I did my last one for the month. Or no, I'm doing it on Payback.
You got some... I saw Denise tweet that Denise did the ad.
She was great. That was one of the best segues. I've heard a lot about mailmen. Amazing.
Denise woke up this morning and just decided, fuck it, because her tweets today...
What are you doing? I can't curse!
Yeah, but I can.
Okay.
You can't curse. I can. That's why I said I can't train you for this, because I curse as well. Denise has to train you.
Fair point. Hannah Moore says, they wrote this show for me, obviously. As if she needed more. She won like 12 title belts.
Oh, I saw that.
She's running around looking like Ultimo Dragon in 1996. What is wrong with her? And she complained to me. So last year, do you remember when Lowe's did that like gift card giveaway gimmick?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So she told me and I was like, yeah, let's do it. Myself and my wife. And I had this vision of her winning, my wife. And she did. And Hannah was like so passive aggressive about it. She was so angry. And we just bought a steam cleaner. That's all we want. My wife wanted a steam cleaner so bad.
I don't want to hear Hannah complaining, FIFO contributor Hannah Moore complaining about any, I don't win anything, or you won this. Like, you just won 18 titles, okay? You're good.
Also, cheap plug, she makes as much on OnlyFans as I do in like a year already this year. Well, so
Bella
it's like.
Bella Thorne ruined that.
What is it?
Bella Thorne ruined
that.
That's
a good point. But like, she's got $1,500 worth of title belts. She's got doubles of most of them. What are you going to do with two winged eagles? What are you going to do with two winged eagles?
Send me one.
Send me one.
No, send me one. I asked first.
She can't ever complain. I plugged her website. People are going to be hitting her up for title belts now. She got this whole SmackDown. But the Adam Pearce was legitimately fantastic.
Yes. He was great. Even his interactions with Vince, I thought, were great.
Yeah.
Vince was on this show, by the way, with an amazing suit, an amazing blue suit. I love this suit. I want one.
And like I said, he sounded like Christian Bale as Batman. What the hell?
He's old. He's old. You're going to get old one day too, Sean. You're going to be doing this podcast when you're 75, sounding like Christian Bale with Batman.
Man. Somebody asked me if I saw what Bisping was quote tweeting. I don't. I don't know. I very much do not care about MMA for the next few weeks because I'm off the MMA beat for the first time in 10 years. And of course there are wrestling events every week. I don't know. Hannah Moore tells me to shut up about Lowe's. I was not passive aggressive. She said, you sent me a picture of on your way to Lowe's, at Lowe's, your cart of Lowe's, and then your receipt from Lowe's.
Oh, that's a dick move. I didn't know you did all that. Well, you deserved it.
We couldn't.
I'm on Hannah's team.
We couldn't find enough stuff to buy. Oh, Jesus. I promise we are here to talk about wrestling, guys, but The Fiend is pretty easy to get to sign because it's Bray Wyatt in the Firefly Funhouse. And I thought Pierce as the Postman was pretty good. I thought this Firefly Funhouse was good. And I thought Wyatt kind of threatening that somebody was going to get hurt was pretty good. I liked it.
I like this segment as well. No complaints about it. And Adam Pearce looked good in a post office outfit as well.
Dizzy C says, Adam Pearce, the dimensional mailman that fucked. See, they don't give me a choice. They don't give me a choice. Rob Wilkins says, if the Thunderdome feed of me gets released, it's my evil twin, Ron Wilkins, because I looked like a guy who would root for Man Mountain Rock. Curious, would a Lesnar face run make good money? I mean, making good money is all relative right now. Would it draw a house? Technically, no. That's why when anybody says, would it draw money? I don't know. Would it cause subscriptions to jump? Probably not, but I think it would be interesting.
I'm for a Lesnar face run. He would just go out and destroy people like he does now, except people will just like him. I don't know how much you're going to book Brock Lesnar as a face differently than you book him as a heel, except he would just beat up faces or beat up heels instead of beat up faces.
Yeah. Yeah. So backstage, Pierce runs into Braun. Actually, he runs into Gulak, and Gulak's like, I want Braun. And he picks up a chair and hits Braun in the back. And Gulak tosses it to Pierce. This was hilarious.
This ruled. This was amazing. The old Eddie spot on him.
This was amazing. And Pierce was like, that was not me. That was Drew Gulak. And I like that Braun was like, I know. Just give me the match. Let me handle this. And he did. He destroyed Drew Gulak. And I thought that was pretty good.
It was fine. I've made my stance on Braun Strowman. He should lose on Sunday and then go somewhere else.
I do like that Corey Graves made a point of saying Drew Gulak is not a small man, because he's not. He's like 6 feet tall, 6 foot one, probably 205, 210, which is still pretty damn big. He got tossed around. That was fine. Vince puts pressure on Pierce to get to Roman. And Roman is found and looks over the deal. After the main event, we cut back, and Roman tells Pierce that he's going to win the title that he never lost, and says, that's not a prediction, it's a spoiler, and we pan over, and Paul Heyman is with him. Holy crap. I did not see that coming. Was that the tagline for SmackDown tonight as well? You're definitely not going to see this coming. I did not. What was your reaction?
I thought it was great. First off, it was spoiled by Hannah because the Thunderdome feed is apparently ahead of the television feed. And she messaged that Roman and Heyman. I was like, what? Oh, Roman and Heyman. But I saw it coming. I told you, we predicted this on the distraction on Thursday. So it wasn't a shock to me. I loved it, though. I love this pairing. I can't wait to see how it evolves. Heyman is a guy – where everyone thinks you just put him with him and it's gold all the time. And obviously that's not the case. Lesnar, Cesaro. Great. Punk was great. Yes. Yeah, Cesaro.
Axel. Ryback.
Ryback, Axel. There's other people as well. Like, it doesn't always work.
No.
But Roman's a made man to where I can't see this failing. I just can't. I think this is going to be amazing television.
I love this. I am intrigued. I want to tune in Sunday. I'm excited. Yes. I mean, they have done they've built a legit main event in really a week. I mean, ultimately, the circumstances have taken much longer than that, but I'm very interested in the main event at the very least Sunday. We've got a ton of super chats. You still have time to get them in, guys. Daniel Berlin says, will Heyman turn and Brock return for the title? The last thing I want is Brock and Reigns feuding again. I do not need that.
Brock's on Raw anyway. I don't know how he just goes over to SmackDown.
That's one of the things I hated, because they were like, oh, well, he can just, because he can. That's so stupid. Caleb Maldonado says, also, Paul Heyman is Roman's manager. Yes, please. Know of any good trimmers, Dong Lord? Yes, Manscaped. Anakin says, does Roman need Heyman, though? No, he doesn't need him, but it doesn't hurt. CM Punk didn't need Heyman. Brock Lesnar doesn't truly need Heyman. He probably did at first. He has not in the last several years, because it's the same promo over and over again. I think right now, the fact that the show is more interesting with this does make me think that Roman needs Heyman, especially now that we know it's a possibility. Anything?
Yes. Oh, yes. I agree. I didn't know if you were reading more super chats. I agree that maybe he doesn't need him, but yeah, that, like you said, CM Punk didn't need him. That pairing still ruled.
Throwback 27, check out his show on Tuesdays. He says, WWE has huge faith with Heyman being Roman's manager and advocate. Punk, Lesnar, Cesaro, and now Roman, all in the past decade, I believe. This is awesome. I am not going to bet again on Sean not swearing. he brings up the Bengals jersey bet. He's not good at those bets. But as mentioned, like, sometimes it doesn't work. I mean, we look at the accuracy percentage. It's Brock and Punk.
Yeah.
That's it. Because Cesaro, Ryback, and who else? Is there anybody else? It's about 50-50.
Curtis Axel.
Okay, so we're looking at a 40% shooting percentage here. Like, we're looking at a Russell Westbrook right now.
I mean, that's MVP.
Exactly. MVP at 40%. Exactly. Heyman is an MVP.
Yeah.
But he's shooting 40% from the field. He's hogging the mic there,
them
too.
Them triple-doubles, though. Getting them triple-doubles, that's what matters.
There you go. Anakin JMT says, Sean, I'll sweeten the deal. If you go a show without cursing, I'll send you the pack of the windmill cookies and a batch of the homemade ginger snaps. I'm trying to lean out, but this is happening. I'm not cursing on Sunday, and I've got a Blue Chew read to do that day.
But the super chats, you gotta lay some ground rules, because people might try to get you with the super chats as well.
I will. I will not. I will not. Read any curse words on the air. Jose Rivera Valentin says, you guys think now that Reigns is back, Rollins will go on leave with Becky? I assume that they're not that far from where, I don't know where the hell they're living these days. I don't know if he's living in Indiana or Illinois or where the hell he's at. But also, she's not due until December. So we'll see how that goes. Kiwi Rob says, hey, Sean and Jeremy, do you think this storyline is leading up to Roman versus Brock at a future pay-per-view? I hope not.
I think a lot of people, that seems to be where a lot of people think it's going. I hope not anytime soon. If it eventually gets there, fine. Heyman was with the Big Show for a while. Remember when he turned on Brock and then aligned with the Big Show?
That was 18 years ago.
Yeah, well,
Survivor Series 02.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well.
But I'm looking at this, and it's like, all right, WrestleMania 31, it happened. They had a triple threat at Fastlane 2016. There was a Fatal 4-Way at SummerSlam 17. There was a Mania 34, Greatest Royal Rumble, SummerSlam 18. I do not need to see another one of these matches. This last year was the first year that we didn't get it. Since 2014.
If they can hold it off until Mania, fine. But don't do it anytime before then.
Justin Lopez says, yo, Sap, did you have Heyman on your Roman Reigns wish list? Holy shit, I'm in shock. I mean, I didn't because I didn't think they would do it. I didn't think they would really go through with it.
Well, they did, and you would have known if you listened to the distraction.
I don't do that. I don't do that. David Dyker says, good morning from the Netherlands again. Good luck saying my name again since you butchered it last time. David Dickers. We'll go with that. David Decares? Yeah. Just woke up with the Roman news. Did not see that coming. Excited for Sunday. Monday for me, though. I'll be here celebrating my birthday with you guys, watching WWE Payback. I do not know what's going to happen with All Out. I've hit up AEW and been like, hey, you doing virtual scrums? I truly hope so. I do not want to fly to Jacksonville on short notice, but I will. But you will be doing the post show as of right now with Alex. Hey,
you're going to pull me from the post show?
No, no, I won't pull you from it. I mean, I might join you on it.
Oh, I should make that call, right? I'm hosting it. yeah, me and Alex McCarthy are going to do the post show. It's Joseph's birthday on that day, too. A lot of birthdays coming.
Do we have the same? Oh, no. Okay. His birthday is the week after. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure. Queen Hannah says, Queen Hannah.
Queen Hannah.
She changed her name on there because she knew I was going to read it immediately. I just read.
That's a good play. Fair play. A lot of respect. You know, a lot of respect.
Jesus Christ. She's using that OnlyFans money. Forgot where she came from, obviously. Are we forgetting about Heyman faking out Roman and talking bad about his dad? I think that should be addressed.
Yeah, I mean, Heyman said a lot of stuff about Roman over the years. And Roman, he forgives and forgets. You know, he's a nice guy. He's turned his life around these
also,
past couple of months.
Wouldn't mind if Roman was like, yeah, it worked, and that's why I want him on my side.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind
it
that.
It takes a line or two. You don't have to go in depth of it. It takes a line or two, and you can make everything right with this.
Well, guys, please remember to leave a thumbs up. Please remember to subscribe. I have a whole mess of content on Fightful.com, but I got even more over at Fightful Select. Today I posted a story about WWE, whether or not they've been reaching out to people that they've released to bring them back. I posted news about AEW going over time and how one of their matches got cut for time. Just a ton of notes there. I'm breaking news there every single day. There's something exclusive there every single day. And I don't know of any other sites that are doing that, especially at the lowest price possible. But Jeremy, the hell do you have going on? I know you're getting excited about Fightful Gaming.
I am. I'm super excited. I'm gonna be in the lab working on some stuff for Fightful Gaming this week. You told me to stay away from the site. I'm not gonna stay away from the computer. Okay. Distraction. Tuesdays we review movies. Thursdays we talk wrestling. Saturdays TEW series. We have 3 episodes left in this TEW series, and then we're starting a new one. Follow Joseph on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter.
Is this the circumstance in which you told me about previously?
Yeah, it's SummerSlam. I gave up on the show. SummerSlam broke me.
Oh,
the WWE SummerSlam was actually better than our SummerSlam, which should say something. I was broken. So yeah, 3 episodes left and starting tomorrow. You can follow me on Twitter and RIP Chadwick Boseman and RIP Bullet Bob.
Yeah. People have been asking me about an update on Fightful Gaming. FightfulGaming.com is coming soon. Right now, it will focus on wrestling personalities and wrestling MMA content. So we're not going to be on there covering Call of Duty Warzone or the Fall Guys. As fun as they may be, we want to become like a premier combat sports wrestling destination for video game content. Because you got Retromania coming up. You got the Virtual Basement game, which just got – what the hell did they just name it? Damn. I don't fall. I mean, I'm on that beat. It is, the Wrestling Code. There you go. The Wrestling Code. Plus WWE Battlegrounds, EA UFC 4, all that good stuff. We're going to have, like, RJ City doing gameplay on some stuff. Like, WrestleFest, he does those. We'll be posting his videos. It'll be a lot of fun. I think you guys will enjoy it. And we might start doing some streams of our own. We are not doing it on Twitch. Stop asking us. You think We get banned from YouTube. Twitch just doesn't even Twitch didn't tell the biggest streamer in gaming why they were banning him. You think they're going to give us that courtesy? No way. RJ isn't doing content with us. We're posting his videos, but I will make that happen. I will make that happen. Throwback 27 wraps us up and says, Sean got a Bo Sox jersey. I got a Bengals jersey. What's next? A custom Reds jersey. This is why I can't bet on things. I will lose. That you will. Leave a thumbs up. Subscribe. We're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.